snap at a time. Stay together. 60 minutes. Let's go. Have some fun.
If you follow the NFL over the years, you hear about certain places that are very difficult to play in, Heinz Field, of course, being one of them. But people may be surprised to learn that playing in Nashville is one of the most difficult venues on the road. There are no friendly spots, but it's tough there. It's loud.
Yeah, their fans are very into it. They've got a great venue in which to play, and they've had really good teams historically here over the last, you know, decade or so. And I think they got a lot of reasons to be excited. I know it's always been a difficult place since I've been in the NFL to play and perform in.
As you look at them, is their record misleading? I mean, could they, should they be better than 1-4?
You know, I think, you know, coaches always say you are what your record says you are, but at the same time, we're at the early portions of the season, and I know that they're capable of rectifying it, and I know that we're going to should expect to see a hungry team here in the stadium Thursday night. We got a lot of respect for these guys. We've been in some battles with these guys over the last several years, and most of those have been in Nashville. We understand what it means to go down there and play in their place. Always a rowdy environment, expected to be on Thursday night, and they're hungry for a win. I know the last time they played at home, they had a big win versus a playoff-caliber team last year in the Detroit Lions. So we respect that. We haven't won a game on the road yet this year. There are a lot of things in play that make this a significant outing for us.
Mike, they've had to play quarterback roulette, not by choice, but because of an injury to Jay Locker. When you prepare for a game, do you prepare for an offense? Or, assuming it's not a rollout guy versus a pocket guy, do you prepare for a quarterback individually? And will that affect your preparation for the game?
You know, I think every situation is different. That's one of the things that we've explored this week. We were looking at their personality, of course, when Locker's in there. We're looking at their personality when Hasselbeck's in there. If we deem it to be the same, then obviously we prepare for the Tennessee Titans. But if there are some differences, then it does complicate your preparation, and rightfully so.
A couple of years back, Chris Johnson was a 2,000-yard guy. Then he had to play the Pittsburgh Steelers and didn't have that much success. And you beat him up pretty much physically. He really hasn't rushed the same way since. I know he's still got the speed, but is he the same runner?
I'd like to take credit for that. No, he's a talented guy. The thing that makes him very dangerous is every time you snap the ball, he has an opportunity to score. He's that type of player. He's got that type of speed. We did a pretty good job of containing him down there a year or so ago. He had an 80-yard touchdown run call back. So there's an element of respect that comes with playing someone that's capable of hitting their head on the goalpost every time the ball snaps, and he's that kind of guy. So regardless of what's transpired for him to this point this year or what's transpired over the last year and a half or what have you, we have that level of respect for what he's capable of.
They have some big play wideouts, some guys that can hurt you. Nate Washington, of course, is a guy the Steeler fans are very familiar with, and Kenny Britt out of Rutgers, too.
Yeah, and a quality young man in Wright out of Baylor, man, that's a really good football player. Combined with RG3 down there and had a great run. They're utilizing all of those guys, and all of those guys are big play capable. Nate's got great skill. He's very aware and productive in the slot. Kenny Britt and Wright are talented, young, high pedigree guys who are not only good at getting open, but tough to get on the ground after they catch it. And Cook, their tight end, is a matchup issue. This guy is both big and fast, and you know, I've seen a lot of people debate about how to defend him, whether with safeties or with linebackers, and really, however you slice it, whoever is covering him's got their hands full because of his size and speed.
They've always had good tight ends out there. It's been a big part of their offense over the years, certainly under Jeff Fisher. How about defensively? What kind of style can we expect to see?
You know, they're a gap elimination and tackling and penetrating front. They're a four-down front. I think that, you know, you put a premium on your pass rushers when you're built like that, and they have. They've got some talented people. They picked up Wembley in free agency. Derek Morgan's a third-year guy. I think maybe a second round out of Georgia Tech. He's off to a great start. They've got Casey inside. They've got Mike Martin, a talented young rookie out of Michigan who we had a great deal of respect for in the draft. They play a lot of people and rotate a lot of people, and that's built to keep people fresh and apply continual pressure on the quarterback. And they got some great zone defenders, man, guys that do a nice job of quarterback keying and breaking on the football.
You know, we talked about the Eagle game and their defense. And they're a rambling, gambling group. I mean, they come at you from all angles. Do the Titans pretty much play you straight up?
They do. You know, to this point in the season, I should say, obviously, they've hadn't had great success in the football team from a record standpoint. And usually, that initiates change. So we're preparing for what we're looking at, but at the same time, we respect that they might, you know, spin the dial here a little bit and get outside their personality in an effort to change the outcome of football games. But to this point, and what we've seen on tape, zone coverage is there primarily how they do it, two deeps and three deeps, and they're very good at it.
Of course, the Steelers have done a great job possessing the football offensively, so we'll see who prevails. Kickoff coming up in just about 2 hours on a pivotal game for the Steelers and a chance to get over 500.